Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, where we're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on management, and today I want to talk about communication. And what separates good managers from poor managers is the ability to communicate effectively. Everyone within an organization needs a sense of purpose. And so part of the role of communication is to convey that purpose. They need to know how they fit into the big picture. They need a sense of belonging and a sense of teamwork. And all of that is done through communication. And so the easiest way to set this up right up front is to have expectations. And I even suggest people that when you get a new direct report, sometimes you almost have to micromanage them for that first month. Start very high intensity, then you can get more lenient. So after you get those habits in place, it becomes easier and easier to just put them on autopilot and let them go. But you begin the whole thing by setting the expectations, managing to those expectations, and then measuring the results, and then bringing them into this mold. So ask yourself a very simple question. What would you want to know if you were joining your firm right now? And just prepare a list of what they should know and what your expectations are. Give it to them in writing first, give them the opportunity to read it and absorb it, and then do it orally and have that discussion. Before I finish, I wanted to take a few extra moments today and just wish the people listening in the U.S. a happy Thanksgiving. So take this opportunity today to be thankful for the good that's in your life. Appreciate the people around you. Remember, it's not just about family, food, and football, although they're all wonderful. It's the thankfulness of the holiday and the genuine appreciation. And why not take on that Thanksgiving resolution that I suggested last week? And just be thankful every day. And the simplest way to do this, when you wake up in the morning, before your feet hit the ground, think about something that you're thankful for. What are you grateful to have in your life? And then start your day. It's a wonderful habit, and it makes for a wonderful Thanksgiving resolution. Tomorrow, we're going to finish our discussion on management and give you some good ideas to implement. But in the meantime, keep your thoughts and ideas coming. Send them over to Joel at joelbrookman.com. And if you know people that are like you, serious about getting where they want to go, please ask them to subscribe to the 90-Second Navigator.